Hey friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. If this is your first time, welcome to the family. We are the podcast that turns your ideas into an amazing adventure every single day. You know, we couldn't even exist without imaginations from kids just like you. So if you have an idea for a story, I'd love to see it. Check down in the show notes below for how you can submit your own story idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And parents, if you're new to kids podcasting, I want to challenge you to listen to podcasting for 5 days in a row with your kids. It's going to increase their imagination, decrease screen time, and we're going to have a lot of fun along the way. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! Today was the last day to try out for the Olympic freestyle skiing team. Whoa. The air was buzzing with chatter from all the hopeful athletes waiting for their shot to try out. The group of participants became smaller and smaller as one by one they were called to show off their best ski jumps. When the air grew quiet and the only people left on the mountain were the Olympic coaches, they began to pack up for the day.
"Wait!"
a voice echoed from down the slope. The coaches paused their packing and looked around.
"Wait for me! I've come to try out for the team!"
They noticed a giant figure riding the chairlift towards them, waving its enormous paws? The coaches backed up as the chairlift got closer to the top and the figure came into view. The enormous paws had glinting claws and were covered in white fur. The rest of the creature was also coated in a thick white fur coat that was spilling over the sides of the chairlift. Whoa, that struggled to hold it all in. Wobbling and creaking, the chairlift reached the top of the mountain and dropped off. A polar bear? Cooper the polar bear hopped off the chairlift. He was wearing pink skis, green goggles, and a yellow helmet with a mohawk. He waved his ski poles in the air excitedly.
"Sorry I'm late. I had trouble finding a taxi. A few screamed and drove away when I tried to get in, but I'm here now."
Coaches froze and stared at the giant fuzzy beast before them. Polar bear? In skis? Couldn't be. One of the coaches even pinched himself on the cheek, thinking they might be dreaming. The bravest of the coaches cleared her throat and spoke up.
"Hello there. Mr.
Cub! Cooper Cub, but you can call me Cooper."
Cooper grinned at the coaches. His sharp teeth glistened.
"Oh, hello, Cooper. What are you here for exactly?"
Cooper frowned.
"Isn't this where the Olympic tryouts are?"
"Well, yes. Yes, they are. But you're
Cooper cut off the coach, thinking he knew what the coach was saying.
"A bit late, yes, I know, my apologies, but please, oh please, let me try. I have always wanted to compete in the Olympics."
But the coach continued.
"I was going to say bear. You're a polar bear."
"Yes?"
"Can polar bears join the Olympics?"
The coach looked confused and asked the other coaches. Another coach shrugged.
"There aren't any rules against it."
The brave coach sighed.
Okay then. We've never had a polar bear on the team before, but, well, show us what you got."
Cooper leaped up and down, sending puffs of snow everywhere.
"Oh, thank you, thank you."
Then he scooped up all the coaches, wrapping them in a big bear hug. Placing the coaches back down on the snow, Cooper skied over to the starting line. He gazed down the mountain with determination, taking a deep breath. Then he dug in his ski poles and pushed off. There he goes! Cooper the polar bear soared through the air.
Wow! Holy smokes! What? He did back somersaults and front somersaults. He crossed his skis and sailed upside down. He grabbed his skis and even did a barrel roll. The coaches couldn't believe it, oohing and eyeing in delight, surprise. He was the best freestyle ski jumper they had ever seen. Hooper landed and took a bow. The coaches were so excited, they yelled to him from the top of the mountain, "Congratulations, Cooper! You made the Olympic team!" In the months leading up to the Olympics, there were whispers of someone special on the Olympic team, but no one quite knew who.
"Have you heard? Is there an animal on one of our ski teams?"
"I heard it was a hippo."
"Really? I heard it was a snake."
"A snake? How would he wear skis? Snakes don't have any toes."
The rumors continued like this all throughout Cooper's training. His coaches and teammates did their best to keep Cooper's polar bear identity a secret. They wanted everyone to see him for his skillful skiing, not just being a big, burly polar bear. And Cooper himself was very proud. He would be the first polar bear in the Olympics ever! He took his training very seriously and gave it his best every single day. Sure, at first his Olympic teammates were a wee bit worried about having a polar bear on their team, but soon they were all best of buds. Before they knew it, it was time for the first Olympic Games. Cooper watched from the top of the mountain as all of his teammates went, "Zoom! Zoom!" He roared loudly for them until his coaches asked that he please stop so he didn't cause an avalanche. Cooper was the last of his team to go. He was so worried about the crowd would think. Would they be scared of him? Would they make fun of him? What if they were expecting something way cooler and better than him? Would they be disappointed that he was just a friendly, fuzzy polar bear? Whoa, that's a lot of big feelings he's feeling. Have you ever felt big feelings like that before? Yeah. Cooper, even though he's a big polar bear, he still gets worried and feels scared sometimes. He slowly slid his way up to the starting gate. He took a deep breath and waved to the crowd below. As soon as the crowd saw Cooper, they erupted into cheers.
"Woo! I was right! It's a polar bear!"
"I thought you thought it was a snake."
"Go team polar bear!"
Cooper's face broke into a big, broad bear grin.
"They like me! They really like me!"
Cooper felt even more confident from the support of the crowd. He waved again and then took off. Zoom! Cooper looped and swooped. He flipped in 180s and 360s. He pivoted and popped and piked. When Cooper landed at the end of his routine, the crowd went wild. Chants erupted all around of "Super Duper Cooper! Super Duper Cooper!" Cooper the polar bear bowed and double paw waved to the crowd. Then he turned to the judges' table. All six judges needed to cast a vote to give him his score. The judges leaned in, whispering to each other, then looked at Cooper. They announced,
"A perfect score!"
Cooper roared with excitement as teammates and coaches took off running towards him, cheering. Now it was Cooper's turn to be wrapped in a big bear hug. He had done it. He had won first place. Wow, that was amazing. And holy smokes, wow, I think Cooper is now the world's greatest skier of all time. This may be the end of our story, but I think it's only just the beginning of the amazing adventures that lie ahead for Super Duper Cooper, the polar bear. the end. We'll be right back after a brief word from our sponsors.
Great job, you listened all the way to the end. And you know what time it is, it's time for Kids Shoutouts.
I want to say hey to Annie and Cece from Pennsylvania, Kadrin from Alaska, Aylin from Washington, Loa from Brazil, Hudson from Canada, Wesson from Ontario, Yash from India, Ethan from England, and Stephen from Michigan. I'm so glad that you're all on the Kid Short Stories family. We could not have this much fun with imagination without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!